Hello, and this is Mrs. Paranormal. It's 11:01 a.m. Wisconsin time. Hello, everybody. Did you all change your clocks spring for fall backwards? Well, now we really don't have to because the iPhones do it, your cell phone does it. If you have an atomic clock, that does it. Your computer does it, right? Although I do have a couple of clocks that I have to manually turn back, like the microwave, the clock over the stove, the bathroom clock, right? Oh, most important one, the vehicle clock, right? Oh, so hello, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great work week. If you're still working or retirement, if you are retired, I envy you. I really do. So today, I wanted to go do something a little different. I'm at home because I don't want to go out, do the podcast, and have the damn thing not load like it did the last, well, not last Sunday, but Sunday before, whatever. So I'm kind of like hesitant now to do it while I'm not at home. That kind of made me, edgy. No, not edgy. Just not trustworthy of the app like it used to be. Anyway, so it's overcast. It's supposed to be 52, 54 today. I've got my Dunkin'. Yay! And today, I will read a couple ghost stories. Nothing too much. But I have my S-Box going. And I'm going to do a tarot read. It's called The Book of Shadows of Tarot. The Book of Shadows Tarot. It comes with two different decks. I don't like the, it's as above, as above, as below. It's got the Celtic symbol on it. But it comes with two decks. One is more of a modern deck, which I do not like. I don't like the artwork on it, but I like the other deck. The other deck is more traditional to me. So I will do that for you guys. I'll do past, present, and current. Okay? And we're going to do a little bit experiment with the ghost box. So give me some time here, you guys. Let's investigate. Let's see if anybody's here. Hello? Anybody here? Turn the flame up. This is the same way. If you guys watch Epic Paranormal, Eric from Epic, he uses this. And some of the other ghost investigators use this tool too. I am welcoming all spirits to this room. Only the good spirits are allowed in this room. When I'm done with you, you must leave. All good spirits are welcome. Use this device in front of me to talk to me. My name is Patty. And it automatically starts to scan for you. And I have the antenna down on purpose. It only scans FM. It has a little flashlight on it. And my friend Linda, that I've talked about on TikTok, she uses this too. So we'll wait about a minute and see if we get any response. So I'm going to put the phone down and see if we get any responses, okay? Let's go. Hello? Who's here? Did you guys hear your name? Let me know at 3:19 mark. Can you repeat your name? Can you say it again? I didn't hear it the first time. How many spirits are in this room right now? Do you have a name? Use this device to talk to me, okay? Did you used to live in this house? No? At 4:23, do you guys hear no? Are you visiting this house? Yeah, maybe I heard at 4:46. Okay, there's a doll up here to my left. Can you guys make her light up one of those balls that's laying on her lap? Let me know that you're here. Please? Can you give me a name again? Can you light up one of those balls on her lap for me? Please?
Yeah, it's on.
Just go up there and touch it. It won't hurt you. She's sitting there waiting. All spirits are welcome here. Good spirits only. The ones from the basement, you're allowed to come into this room. It is a safe space for you. All spirits are welcome here. Only good spirits. No angry ones, no upset ones, nothing like that. Can you say her name, Diana? Or just say die. You guys hearing anything that I'm not? Please light up the ball. Just touch it, it won't hurt you, I promise. Okay, if you can tell me how many spirits are in this room. I don't know, maybe I heard 4 at 7:12 mark. I'm shuffling the deck too. Alright. So, what I'm gonna do... Turn this... Oops, not off, just down. I think I can change the speed of it, or the direction. I'm having it scan backwards now. So we'll put that down on low. Okay, so if you guys hear something, let me know. So right now... I'm keeping it on Diana, so if you hear my voice change, it's because I'm looking up at Diana. I'm shuffling the deck. I don't use this deck very often, you guys. I think I've only used it maybe once or twice. Okay, I'm not familiar with this deck very well. I bought it because I got a good vibe from it, but then when I open it, I'm like, oh, I don't like that, the modern age freaking deck. It's so not, I don't like it. Unfortunately, some of the cards in this deck are upside down, so let's hope we don't pull any of those. So this is by Barbara Moore. It's called The Book of Shadows Tarot. And I've got the book here, obviously, because I'll look up the cards that get pulled. Now I'm going to split the deck. Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. PATTYINWI@gmail.com. Can you guys give me a name? Don't be afraid. All right, I'm going to move the phone a little bit. All right, 3-card draw. We're going to do, I'm going to split it again. Get the vibe to split it again, split it again, split it again. All right, trying to intuit to my psychic. All right, this is past, this is current, this is future. The deck over here. If that's too loud, I'll turn it down for you guys. There, it's running, but I've got it turned down. All right, so 3-deck pull, past. Yeah. It is called Maiden of Water. It's a beautiful lady standing in the ocean with a dolphin going over her head, jumping over her head. The artwork on these cards, you guys, are just so pretty. And a lot of times that's why people buy the decks. One, they can get a vibe from it, or they go by the, the look of the cards. The artist work is just so pretty. Just like something you want to have on your wall, you know? All right, this is, it doesn't even say if it's an element card or if it's air. Oh, it is water. Duh, water sign. Hence the picture. All right, here we go. That's very brief, but I'll just give you a quick summary here. I'll try not to rush through it, because I know the last time I did the tarot read, I rushed in. I apologize for that, but I was short on time per the podcast. Water. Although the element of water is considered passive, it often feels very powerful, represented by the Undines, also known as water spirits. That's U-N-D-I-N-E-S. I've never heard that word before, you guys. The element of water is associated with emotions, feelings, and relationships. Like air, water is turned gentle and powerful. As a spring shower, it cleanses and brings forth new life. As a downpour, it brings floods, mudslides, and destruction. The physical presence of water in our lives can change how we feel. After a hard day, a cool shower can renew us, right? Or like when you wake up in the morning. Constant rain falling from the gray sky can lower our mood and encourage introspective or melancholy, which is true. I know we love the rain. It's like, oh my God, so cold. But my God, you guys just want to lay in bed and freaking read a book or take a nap, right? at least me anyways. Invoke the element of water when you want to feel or express love, joy, happiness, sadness, or mourning. Water enhances artistic expressions, healing, and connections with others. Without water, life is flat and bland. The element helps us flow through life deftly and effortlessly, finding its way through and around anything in its way. The element of water lets you know that there are plenty of emotions involved in the situation. Anything can happen, and any one of them can turn from a positive to a negative at a moment's notice. You will have to manage things carefully, but if you do, you'll generate a lot of useful energy. Okay. So the Maiden of Water, which is what I pulled, this is for past, okay, like 3 to 6 months past, okay, not necessarily next week. Well, I guess it could be, but. Now, the Maiden of Water plays with a dolphin and splashes in the water. She promises a fresh, youthful approach filled with positive energy. And then they list the Mother of Water and the Crone of Water. Crone is usually the like a witch, usually is what they call a crone. I want to make sure I'm not missing anything. See if there's more details. These cards, you guys, are just so freaking pretty. No, I think that's it for the water. Thanks for your patience, you guys, as I flip through these pages. Really? There's no other. So below. So below is the second deck, which, like I said, I don't really care for it. Oop. Did I pass it? I think I saw. Oh, ace. Oh, three of waters. Two of waters. Oh, these are interesting. So, sorry, I thought there'd be more. Wait, let me go back. Let's see. The hangman. Patience. Fast forward. Really? That's all they got? What the heck? Alright, well, that was past. As above. I don't get it. That's all they have? The other cards have a bigger definition. Wow. Sorry, y'all. That's all they got. Alright, so that was past. Current. Oh, shit. Crone of Water? Really? I pulled another water card? Alright. There has to be more than this. But anyways, the Crone of Water puts water in a bottle. She knows that there will come a difficult time when a dear memory will be needed. That's current. That's what's happening now. I may just do another pull because what are the odds of me pulling two freaking water cards, right? There's no other definition. That's it? Wow. Okay. All right, so that's current, you guys. I apologize. That's all I got. The crone puts some water in a bottle. She knows that there will come a difficult time when a dear memory is needed. Huh. make sure I'm not. I apologize, guys. I'm just gonna scroll through these pages here, make sure I didn't miss something, that they didn't give us more, like, more of a detail. I suppose every deck is a little different, right? They're not all the same. And then so below goes to the newer modern deck, which I don't like at all. Okay, so it's past, current, and future. Don't be another water. Are you kidding me? Another fucking water card? Ah, shit. Wait, she's different, though. She just is... It just says water. She's holding a sword. She's got one, two, three, five, like, angels falling. She's holding, looks like, a flare. And she's got, like, a Viking helmet on. Very pretty. Well, this is a legit card. Goodness gracious. Now I gotta find her. Ay. Scrying, aces of water. I'm getting close. That's... Is that her? Nope. So she's a water card, but what? There she is. Oh, goodness. So this is the future, guys. Future, like, I don't know, maybe like next month or 6 months. It could be a week from now. So this is the water card. Oh, there's a five at the top. Hence the name, Five of Water. Older even than the classical Roman pantheon, Bellona, it's a pretty name, is a goddess of war. As we noticed, with Aphrodite, war is sometimes closely linked with love and relationship. We don't mean war in the usual sense, of course. In terms of relationships, the word war is symbolic for clashing of wills and desires when one party wants something that the other party does not want. Future guys. Bellona, Bellona, as a war goddess, is particularly invoked for victory and for something that is very useful in obtaining that victory. Strategy. Now, while Bellona may wield common elements of physical destruction, swords and spears, one assumes her most deadly weapon is her mind. The reminder here is to make sure your strategy is sound before taking your first step. Be clear on what you want to achieve and then think through the very best way to achieve it. It may be difficult for as the Belladonna symbolizes danger and deception are all around. So Bellona is short for Belladonna. And if you guys like Stevie Nicks, she has that song called Belladonna. Whether or not that's what this is regarding to, I don't know. But wouldn't that be interesting, huh? Now, the Five of Waters indicates a highly dramatic situation with all parties involved feeling highly charged and restless. Communication is off. Relationships are flattering. It will take a cool head to navigate the situation. The shadow side of this card indicates chaos and wanton destruction, physical, emotional, or relationship. Things are being said or done that will bring about no good to anyone. This is the future. So, any of you guys are in a relationship or perhaps maybe a friend or something like that, I'm going to say perhaps you think somebody is not being honest with you, or you think they're doing something that they shouldn't be with perhaps somebody else. That's the vibe I'm getting from this card. Deceit, things like that. They're lying about something. So if you guys are in a relationship right now and something feels off or you're having second guesses about something, that could be what this card is leading to. I'm fine. I mean, this is for you guys. This is not a card draw for me. This is for you. These three cards actually did nothing for me. That last card did nothing. So, yeah, that was interesting, huh? 20 minutes in. What do you think so far? Is it boring? Is this a dull podcast so far? Yeah, Noah Diana hasn't lit up. If she lights up later, guys, I'll let you know somehow. So that's that deck. It's all right. It's okay. Not the best. I like my other ones better, but... Okay, so you guys, I just shuffled the deck again, and what comes up? Crown of Water. Again. I'm just playing the deck right now. This is crazy. I'm gonna try it again. Just out of curiosity. Alright, let's try one more time. Flip the deck. First one up. The Circle. So, That's that deck. I didn't get a good vibe. Again, the artist work is beautiful, but not really filling the definitions of the deck there. Not really. Not my favorite. So, we'll turn this back on for a little bit. Hello? Hello? Who's here? Who's here with me? You can come into the room. It's okay. Can you say hello? Just a quick hi. You think that was high at 12 on the recording? Did you hear hi? Hello? I'm gonna shut this off, okay? Goodbye. Can you say goodbye? Say bye. I'm gonna leave now. Well, any spirits that did try to make it up here, you can go back to where you were. You cannot stay in this room without me saying you can. So any good spirits, you can go back to the basement. You can go back to wherever you were, but you're not allowed to stay in here without me saying okay. You got it? Can you say yes? Or yeah? Let me hear yeah. What if I could slow this down? I don't know if I can. Okay, so that stopped it. Learn more? Learn more about what? I'm gonna leave now, okay? I'm gonna turn it off. Don't go. Kidding. Alright, I'm out. Bye. So. That is the SB box. It's red. It comes with the antenna. It's got a little flashlight. It was affordable. I treated myself to this a while back ago. So, let's see. What else is going on? The house has been quiet. I've been asking Diana for communication. She has not at all done nothing. Who knows? No investigations to think of right now. Nothing's coming up here, guys. I do miss doing it, though. I have to tell you, I miss investigating. Recently, I know a lot of people like to say, boo, 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 but I love Most Haunted with Yvette and Glenn. Not Yvette. Yvette and Carl Fielding. Sorry, I drew a blank there. It's called The Most Haunted. Anyways, so they had their Halloween specials, like actually a four-day deal. And I just loved watching them investigate. They always have the weirdest shit happen. Because I know I've talked about this before. This is basically just a talking podcast, guys. Today it's not going to be any ghost stories. Hope you're cool with that. When they investigate, I don't know, maybe it's a Europe thing versus American thing, but they're always getting stuff thrown. They get keys thrown. They get fucking rocks thrown. A lot of people think, somebody's in the background throwing that shit. I don't think so. I've watched these guys for years and years and years. They're actually on tour right now in the UK. I wish they'd come to America. But I know Yvette doesn't want to travel. She's around my age now. I think a year younger than me. But anyways, And I know I've talked about them before with their podcasts at Yvette and Glenn's Anytime Podcast Show. It's a rough, fun, but crazy-ass podcast, guys. Anyways, I watched their show, and I just love watching them investigate. The way they hold the camera, the way they talk. Excuse me, the way they constantly swear, kind of. And Carl's always getting activity with Stu. It's just me. I love them. Always have. So, and then I was watching... Oh, for Halloween, you guys. Did you do anything for Halloween? Did you do any seances? Did you do a tarot read? Anything? No? Yeah, me neither. Our weather was so freaking weird. Anybody who's following Wisconsin weather... Holy Christ. We had... It was supposed to rain, which is no big deal. It rains on occasion. The kids still come out. You know, my porch is all decorated, and I got the hanging candles, you know, with the fishing wire. And these candles are, like, by remote, so you turn them on and off. And I got the witch's hats hanging and got all my little critters out. And, well, not only did it rain, it fucking snowed. It fucking hailed. And then it snowed again. And the temperatures were, like, in the 30s. So the hour, it's, like, from 4 to 7 out here. And... An hour into it, the city said, okay, Halloween's canceled. We're going to do it tomorrow, November 1st. Meanwhile, you already got kids out there in this shit. And I did have one family come through, and the kids were just soaked. I'm like, really? I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. It's cold. It's hailing. You're going to go out trick-or-treating? So, need to say that's all we had. So we shut it down. So then the next night, here's if I refer to everything as we. So the next night... We had the door open, and I unfortunately had to work because, you know, I requested the Halloween off, not knowing to frickin' November 1st. So we had maybe 5 kids show up. So since none of the kids really got to see my porch, okay, there was one boy, you guys, absolutely adorable. He was maybe 6. I'm horrible with ages, but he wouldn't come up to the fucking porch because I have like little sensors that go off. I got the Michael Myers movie that goes, or the sound goes off, and I've got this little gargoyle thing, and who goes there? And he shakes and lights up. He's really cool. And he wouldn't come up. He said it was too scary. And you guys, I toned it down a lot this year because there's a lot of kids won't come up to the freaking porch. Doors open, lights are on, nothing. So his dad's like, come on. And the kid's like shaking his head. He wouldn't. Nope. So I'm like, come on. And I hand out the candy bowl. The kid's like, nope. So his dad came up and took candy and left. That was about it. So next year, I'm just going to keep the same thing and just redo. Because I don't want to say I spent a lot of time, but I kind of did. Because I put like ribbon around the rims of the witch's hat. And, you know, and it looks really cool when it's lit up at night. It's kind of like I said, a Harry Potter theme kind of thing, but not really. So I'll make next year's Halloween simple. Just do what I did this year. It's just bam, done. And my porch has got to be cleaned up, but I'll probably do that on vacation, which is coming up soon. And then I watched the Destination Fear, or the Fear Project, I think they call it now, right? Right? With Dakota and all of that, his sister and da-da-da and Tanner and everybody. It was good. They're doing very good. I'd still like to watch them investigate. They have a lot of... It's not crazy shit, but they get enough noises that'll fucking freak you out, which is really good. And they're such little shits. If you guys watch Ghost Adventures, which I haven't watched in forever, in the opening credits, it's always Zach Bagan saying, you wanted us, you got us, right? Because they went back to the old places to investigate. Well, these guys, Project Fear, did this, they're little shits. They go, you wanted us, you got us. I'm like, oh my God, you guys. And then they actually said, this is what Ghost Adventures really is. I'm like, oh. They're poking the bear. I'm like, wow, guys. So, anyways, they investigate pretty good. They're only on YouTube. Project Fear is only on YouTube. It's free. You just subscribe to YouTube just like you subscribe to their channel. Of course, they want donations and blah, blah, blah. But I think financially they're doing rather well due to the public. What else? Me and Amanda went on the Haunted Golf Course ride in Chilton, Wisconsin. Once again, we went, this is our second year. It was still fun. Oh my God, it was so much fun. The monsters do such a good job, and you go around this huge fucking golf course and they come out at you. And it I don't know if we'll go next year too, I think, is because it's the same kind of decor that they used the prior year, so nothing's really new. But I did get scared a couple times. You know, I jumped. They did a very good job. One of the monsters actually sat on my fucking lap, dude. We got the back of the golf cart again. And he actually sat down on my lap. I'm like, well, hello there. Yeah, he sat on my lap. It was so funny. And Amanda's like, did you push him off? I'm like, no, I didn't touch him. He jumped off because he, you know, another cart's coming. So that was fun. Again, I don't know if we'll go next year. We'll see. It was chilly. It was definitely cold, but it was fun. Our driver of the golf cart was so funny. He was telling us stories and making us laugh, and he did a very good job. And I don't know if they get, maybe they get paid, I don't know, but it's called Haunted, I can't remember the name. All I know, it's in Chilton. It's a golf course, and they do this, you know, all through October, only the weekends. And of course, it rains, so they had to cancel it a couple times, but it was fun. We had a good time. Other than that, just like I said, watching these shows, watching them play in the dark, it makes me want to investigate again. Not that I've stopped. I just haven't had any opportunities. You know what I mean? There's like nothing approaching me, nothing that... I have a couple of friends out there like Nikki and Sarah, and they're busy doing their own thing. But, you know, usually it has a lot to do, like I've mentioned in the past, finances, you know, if I can afford it, if I can't afford it. And I don't always have a lot of vacation time and all that, so it's no big deal. Blah, blah, blah. So, again, it's Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. This is a different kind of podcast. Not my usual shit, right? Not the ghost stories, but I just wanted to... I've had the ghost box out because I wanted to dress like a paranormal investigator for Halloween, but I changed my mind. I was going to like have all my gear on me, you know, and so I put out the S box. I'm like, you know, I haven't used this poor thing in a while, so I thought I'd share it with you guys. So that's that. I already gave you out my email, so I'm not going to do that again. And you already got my Facebook page, Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. Let me know if you heard anything on that session we had. Let me know. Because I try to keep it simple. You just basically, hi, hello, who's here? Things like that. Very basic. I suppose the more I did it, or maybe the longer I did it, I'd probably get more responses. Not sure. So let me know. You know my email by now. And you know my Facebook page. And I'm on Instant Messenger. So yeah, let me know if you hear anything. If you don't, that's cool. So you guys, take care. Have a wonderful week coming up. If you're retired or semi-retired, you know who you are. Enjoy the time you got, man. Enjoy it. So, moi has to work for about a week, and then I'm on vacation for about a week. Yeehaw! Oh my God. So I'm going to try really hard, really, guys. I've got a list of shit I want to do, and I put down antique stores. And I've been saying that for how long? I want to go to an antique store, play around, see if I can get any hits. Things like that. So that is on my list to do on my vacation because it's just going to be me, except for one day. And then I think that's it. So you guys, thank you so much for spending about 33 minutes of your day on this cloudy, chilly day. I'm going to go and play with some horses. So everybody, you take care. If I can think of anything, which I cannot. It doesn't pay for me to do the Ouija because you can't see me doing the Ouija. I think if my followers, like, crank up to maybe 2,000, I think I can do a video. But I'm not going to be on camera. Hell no. Shit. No way, man. Anyways, you guys, everyone take care. This is Mrs. Paranormal signing off.